الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر أكبر. لا إله إلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. صدق الله العظيم. My respected and honorable elders, my young friends, mothers, sisters listening at home, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we shall be reciting the 21st juz. In the first juz of the 21st juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some instructions. He actually gives a few instructions. The first instruction is, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Recite from that which has been revealed to you from the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to recite the Holy Quran. My dear brothers, although in most people's lives in the month of Ramadan, the Quran is read in the month of Ramadan more than outside of Ramadan, which is natural and understandable. But for all so many people, unfortunately, when the moon of the Eid is sighted, the Quran is put in a nice cloth, is put on a nice high place on the shelf, and that's it. Then the same Quran is not seen until the following Ramadan. Is this why Allah revealed the Quran? Just to be read in Ramadan? Is there any hadith or anywhere in the Quran where Allah says that just read the Quran in the month of Ramadan? Is there any place like that? Any hadith? My dear brothers, the Quran is full of blessings, full of blessings. It is a multivitamin. It is a multivitamin. All the spiritual vitamins you want in your life, you will find in the Quran. And it is a Quran's right over us that we recite, not just recite, we try to understand, not just understand, more importantly, we practice even outside the month of Ramadan. Do we make intention that we shall continue to recite the Quran after Ramadan? Inshallah. Wallahi, my dear brothers, anyone who connects to the Quran, I promise you, I'm standing in the house of Allah, it is my personal experience, your life will only get better. Your life will only get better. I can vouch for that. Point number two, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, Allah says, establish salah. How many times in the Quran does Allah say, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ? Tens and tens, maybe 70, 80, 90 times, Allah commands us. All the words in the Quran, in Arabic, where Allah Ta'ala instructs us, they are all words used to command someone. Fi'l amr. And you know, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ doesn't just mean establish salah. It means establish salah, knowing what are the fara'is in salah, knowing what are the sunan in salah, knowing what are the mustahabbat and the desirable acts in salah, knowing what is the makruhat and things which are disliked in salah, knowing how to increase our concentration in salah. All of these things are part of aqimus salah. My dear brothers, what is amazing is the next part. Allah says, "Inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Indeed, salah prevents a person from immorality and wrongdoing. Subhanallah. A person may question, "Oh, so namaz and salah is meant to prevent me from doing acts or saying things which are immoral, immodest, and namaz is meant to prevent me from doing wrong." Wait a sec, how come in my life, how come my namaz doesn't help me to refrain from immorality? How come salah doesn't help me to refrain from wrongdoing? It is a big, big, bold question mark. There are many answers to that, my dear brothers. One answer is, because the salah which Allah is talking about is not the same salah which you and I are offering. That is the main answer. Salah has the power to prevent us from staying away from immorality, immodesty, wrongdoing. So then why doesn't it leave our life? Because the salah which Allah is talking about is not the salah which you and I are offering. Let us all ask ourselves a question. When was the last time we ever upgraded our salah, upgraded our salah? We all like to update our mobiles. We like to update and upgrade our laptops. We like to update and upgrade our cars. We want to update and upgrade our houses and the furniture. But bichara miskin, our miskin salah, no one dares, no one cares to upgrade it or update it. The namaz we learned when we were 12, 13, 14 is the same salah which now where we are 40, 50, 60, 70. Subhanallah. We have neglected salah. There's a way how we should perform salah, the concentration, the devotion. Do we even know what we are, you know, how many times have we read Surah Fatiha in our salah? Probably thousands or thousands of times. The question is, do you and I know what Surah Fatiha means then? Do we know what Subhana Rabbi al-A'la means? Do we know what Subhana Rabbi al-Azim means? My dear brothers, cutting the story short, what is important is that we upgrade, update our salah. Go to the imams, go to someone who is learned, ask him that please, look at my salah, hear what I'm reading is salah, is it correct or not? And probably the sad state is that for many people what they are reading is not probably correct. The next part of the verse Allah says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah says, the remembrance of Allah is the biggest thing. The biggest thing, the most important thing in this world is dhikrullah, Allah's remembrance. Yes, right now what you and I are doing is dhikrullah as well. Salatul Isha will be dhikrullah. Quran recitation is also dhikrullah. Anything that makes you remember Allah or say the name of Allah is all part of dhikrullah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on Mi'raj, he met Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, convey my salams to your ummah. He said, convey my salam to your ummah. And then he said, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell your ummah that Jannah is a flat, barren land. The soil of Jannah is very fertile. The water of Jannah is very sweet. And the plants of Jannah which we have to grow in the dunya is Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The more times we shall read this, the more plants and trees we are growing in our Jannah. Bhai, aap samjhe meri baat? We all like trees, especially the trees in Jannah. So we will have to plant them. And the time to plant them is not in Jannah, the time to plant them is now. And the dhikr of Allah is the way we plant our trees in Jannah. Last point, my dear brothers. The last portion of Juz 21, Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find the best example, the best role model. My dear brothers, we all know this is the truth as it is in the Quran. The question for you and I is, who is our role model? Is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam our true role? Is he our role model? Or the people who we follow on Instagram, are they our role model? The people we follow on Facebook and we like to watch and watch over and over again, are they our role model? Or the people who we like to watch on TikTok, are they our role model? It's a very important question. Just to say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our role model, then does that make him our role model? No, that doesn't make him our role model until we read about him, until we read his life, until we read what did he read, you know, how did he eat, how did he sleep, what did he like, what didn't he dislike, what did he read at this time, what did he read at that time, what sacrifices did he make? If we read these kind of things, then his love will come into our hearts. The reason why dunya is in our hearts, because we like to read it, we like to follow it, we like to watch it. So the love of dunya has entered our heart. The only way the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come into our hearts is if we read his life, if we read his seerah, if we read what sacrifices he made for you and I, then maybe he will be our role model. Otherwise, my dear brothers, as sad as it is to say, otherwise Facebook will become our role model, Instagram will become our role model, and TikTok will become our role model. Is that who we want to be our role models? Certainly not. So let us start reading. Let's first start reading the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's amazing books available to read, and inshallah may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly make Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam our role model to follow, so that we can find salvation in dunya and more importantly in the hereafter. In the hereafter, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Salatul Isha.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفرأيت الذي تولى وأعطى قليلا وأكدى أعنده علم الغيب فهو يرى أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى وإبراهيم الذي وفى ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله